بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. صدق الله العظيم. At the beginning verses of Surah Al-Ankabut, which we recited tonight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, does man feel that people feel they would be left and they won't be tested after they have proclaimed iman, after they have said we bring iman in Allah? So do people feel after bringing iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they're not going to be tested? Allah says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. We have indeed tested those before them, so that Allah knows those who are truthful, sincere, loyal from those who are liars and insincere. Of course, Allah has knowledge from before, but Allah wants to make this manifest, and so every person may know who are the sincere, genuine believers, who are those who have accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandment, those who are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from those who have rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that we are in this world and we will go through various trials and tribulations. Every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, was tested through illness and sickness, and he went through such suffering. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what trials, what tribulations. Imagine camel's intestine placed on his back whilst making sajda. Thorns are placed on his path. They chased him away from Taif and they began to pelt stones at him. His feet was clogged with blood. So much of trials and tribulations. The more closer a person is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more closer a person is to Allah Rabbul Izzat, the greater the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is told, go sacrifice your son. What a test. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is also tested. وَفَتَنَّاكَ فُتُونَ. We put you through trials and difficulties. Allah wants to see who is genuine, who is going through these tests and not becoming negligent of Allah, but he's still turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He still has sabr. He still has hope in Allah's mercy. So we find today also, many times we go through tests, difficulties, the ummah goes through trials, tribulations, but these are mere tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a person overcomes these tests, then what great blessings Allah has in store for the people in Jannat, which our mind cannot even comprehend. So in tonight's verses also we read Surah Al-Qasas, and again we have just given the synopsis. The story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes throughout the Quran. In Surah Al-Araf, Surah Taha, in Surah Shu'ara, in Surah Qasas, the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned. So very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Firaun was a tyrant. Inna Firauna ala fil ard. And there were two groups of people, the Israelites and the Coptics. So the people, the Banu Israel, they were treated very harshly and cruelly by Firaun. And he would slaughter the boys and spare the woman. Why? Because he had seen a dream that somebody from the Bani Israel, they will take over and they will overthrow his kingdom. So the interpretation, this was given to his dream, he became very fearful. So he began slaughtering every child that was born, every son of the Bani Israel. Every single son, child, male, the moment he hears, he sends his soldiers and they go and kill that child. So innocent lives in the thousands were taken. These are despots, these are the tyrant rulers. When they become insane, when they have fear that they will be toppled and they won't have any more kingdomship, then they behave in a very insane manner, and we see today in front of us, glaring in front of us. They just start killing their people, wildly, mercilessly. They have no fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah shows us in the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that no matter how many innocent lives he took and what he feared, If Allah wants something to take place, that will rain. That will take place. So what happens is, Allah wanted the Bani Israel to gain prominence, and Allah Ta'ala wanted to give them kingdomship. So Allah planned it such that Musa alayhi salatu salam is born. Now his mother is fearful. Allah commands, وَأُحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَرْضِعِ كِرًا, feeding him, giving milk. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ, when you are fearful over him, you know the soldiers of Firaun are going to come. Allah inspired her. فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ, put him in a little box and put him into the river. Now which mother is going to do that? Allah tells her, وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي, don't fear of what is going to happen now to him. وَلَا تَحْزَنِي, don't grieve over your action, don't think of anything. Trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then takes a promise to her. Two things. Inna raduhu ilayk, we will most definitely return Musa to you. Waja'iluhu min al-mursaleen, and we're going to make him a prophet also. And now the men of Saul, the Firaun are coming. It's a long story, I'm just giving this just for. So she puts him into this little sunduq, little box, and it begins to flow. Allah makes it such that where does it flow to? NKR 29774. Your car is blocking. NKR 29774. Kindly remove your car. Allah makes it such that this river is actually flowing right to the palace of Firaun. He is sitting with his wife Asiya and his soldiers around there. And they watch a strange box coming here. So he tells his men, pick it up and see. فَالْتَقَطَهُ أَهْلُ فِرْعَوْنَ, they pick it up. And when they open, they see this is a boy. And this same boy becomes, لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوَّ وَحَزَنَا, this same child now becomes his enemy and a source of grief for him. إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا كَانُوا خَاطِينَ, Allah says, Fir'aun and Haman, his minister, they had decided that they would kill every male child from the Bani Israel. So whatever they were fearing, exactly that's what transpires. So they were in grave misjudgment and error. Now Fir'aun's wife is sitting there and she looks at this beautiful child. She says, please, can we have him? قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ لِي وَلَكْ, this will be a joy, a coolness of my eye, your eye. We have no children. Let's take him. As la taqtuluhu, don't kill this child. One child, if you spare, what's there? You kill so many others. There's one. If we just overlook, nothing will happen. Asa ayyanfa'ana, maybe he'll benefit us one day. Aw natakhidahu walada, we'll take him as a child. Wahum la yashurun, Allah says, they did not. They were unaware of what's going to happen. Musa alayhi salam, mother, she sends this box. Now, any mother, she becomes restless, she's worried. وَأَصْبَحْ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا, her heart is becoming restless, she's worried. She's anxious. What is happening to my child? Is he safe? Is he killed? Allah said, إِنْ كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَرْبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, Allah says, she was almost going to disclose this whole secret of what she did. Had we not strengthened her heart. We have many fears, we have many worries, we adopt the right approach, the right method, then we have tawakkul on Allah. We ask Allah, Allah, you strengthen my heart. We did the other day, Surah Al-Kahf, those young boys, إِثْقَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, Allah said, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, they also, Allah strengthened their heart. We must ask Allah to strengthen our hearts. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us. So she was almost going to divulge it, but Allah strengthened her to make her amongst the believers. But she tells her daughter, the sister of Musa, Qussihi, go and follow and go and see what's happening. But don't go and make things obvious. From a distance, go and just peep and check if what's happening to Musa alayhi salatu salam. فَبَصُرَتْ بِهِ عَنْ جُنُوبِ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, in such a way that they must not become aware of you. When she goes there, she finds that now they want to feed the child. But he refuses to take the milk of any woman of the palace of Firaun. He brings other women from the town. He refuses to drink milk and he's crying. What do they do? Any child now, he needs milk. So, She goes and she says, no, I know somebody whose milk you'll drink. So Firaun obviously becomes very worried, apprehensive. How come? He says, no, this woman is such very noble woman and her milk is very pure, etc. And he will definitely accept her milk. So okay, bring her. So the mother of Firaun, of Musa comes. Allah had mentioned, وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Allah had made it haram that no wet nurse or no breastfeeding woman could feed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So she said, فَقَالَتْ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي يَكْفُرُونَهُ لَكُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاسِحُونَ. In this way, Musa alayhi salam mother comes. She said, but you know what, I cannot stay in the palace, I need to stay in my own home. So she is given permission. فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is now sent. Allah says, we sent him back to his mother. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنْ. So that her eye may get that coolness and she may not grieve. And she may know very well, أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ. That Allah's promise is true. Allah's promise is true. Allah's promise is true. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most people don't understand this. Then Musa alayhi salam grows. He grows in the palace of Firaun. Imagine, Firaun's enemy is growing right under his nose. And then one day, he enters a city at a time when everybody else was asleep. Mufassirin say it was time in afternoon, people having siesta, everything is quiet. وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِ غَفْلَةِ مِنْ أَهْلِيَا. So he sees two people quarreling, one from the Bani Israel, one from the, who was a Coptic, from the people of Firaun. هَذَا مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ عَدُوِهِ. This person from Musa al-Islam's people, Bani Israel, and the other one was from people of Firaun, the enemy. So they both are fighting. So this is a person from the Bani Israel. He sought assistance. فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ عَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِهِ. Oh Musa, help me, this man is making zulam upon me. So Musa a.s., Allah had given him such strength. He only gives him, as we see, one uppercut. Just one blow. فَوَكَسَهُ. The word وَكَسَهُ. فَوَكَسَهُ Musa. One blow only. One punch. Happened فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. That man falls down dead. Just one punch. And he didn't do it intentionally. He just thought, let me stop this person from making zulam. And let me just stop him. So one punch and this person met his fate. Immediately, قال هذا من عمل الشيطان. This is from the action of Shaitan. إنه عدو مضل مبين. Shaitan is an open enemy and he's gonna, he leads us astray. And he turns to Allah, قال رب إني ظلمت نفسي. فاغفر لي فغفر الله. Allah made a mistake. Allah forgave him. He didn't do it intentionally. Allah is most غفور رحيم. And then, now, the next day he's coming. Same place, he finds the same person, now again shouting, Musa, help me, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, see, you know, you are the same person, yesterday you were fighting again, so you are a person who is now troublesome. فَإِذَا الَّذِي اسْتَنْصَرَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ يَسْتَصْرِخُ. This person is shouting for help. قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى إِنَّكَ لَغَوِيٌّ مُبِينٌ. You are a troublemaker. فَلَمَّا أَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَبْطِشَ. Musa alayhi salam was going to stop this man, person from his own tribe. And suddenly he said, Ya Musa, aturidu an taqtulani kama qatalta nafsan bil ams. You want to kill me like how you killed the other man yesterday? The moment he said that, now that person came to know, and the news started spreading, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was the one who killed the man yesterday. The news reaches Firaun. What does Firaun want to do now? He consults his people, and they're going to kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. There was one person very pious, وَجَاءَ رَجُلُ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى. A very pious man, right at the remote end of the town, he comes running. And he says, this is the plan, they want to kill you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to leave. Or this person tells Musa alayhi salam, why don't you leave from here? Leave Egypt. Go to Madian. So Musa alayhi salam comes out. He's fearing, he's watching, he's vigilant, that he mustn't get caught. And he says, رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh Allah, save me from this oppressing nation. Now he's moving towards Madian. He does not know the route. He says, عَسَى رَبِّ أَيَّهْدِيَنِي سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. Allah will show me the road straight to Madian. He comes to Madian. It's a beautiful incident now mentioned. He's sitting there. He reaches a dam or a well. He reaches a well. وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَا مَدْيَنِ. He sees men, shepherds, all going, taking their flock of sheep. to give them water. وَوَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِمُ مُرْأَتَيْنِ تَذُودَانِ He sees two young girls, also they sheep, but they pulling the sheep back instead of going and drinking from the well. He goes to them, قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا What's happening? Why are you doing this? So they say, no, we cannot feed our sheep until these men, they have finished giving their sheep or goats water to drink. Every day they come, and even if we did, then they will come and take over, and we have stood quietly one side, and we did not, obviously what the Mufassirin say, they did not want to intermingle with these men. This was the modesty they had. And they were weak, men were strong. And what they would do, they would give all the animals water to drink, and then they would place a very heavy lid over the well, that these two poor girls couldn't even use. Whatever remaining water was down there, then they would, that's how they would feed the animals. And they said, we've got no other, before Musa A.S. could even ask, there's no other male member or brother or somebody we have in our family. We've got our old father, وَأَبُنَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ Our father's old, he's weak, he cannot come and take this flock of sheep and satiate them. Musa A.S. goes, and he takes the sheep, he gives them water to drink, and he sends these two women away with the flock of sheep. He goes to a tree. It is mentioned from Egypt to Madian. Madian is the area of Syria, Palestine, that area. Jordan, Syria, Palestine. It took him approximately 7 to 8 days, according to Mufassirin, Allah knows best. But he was absolutely hungry. Some say he would eat just the leaves of trees. So he was very, very hungry. Now he goes under a tree, a shade, and he says, Inni lima rabbi. Inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. Beautiful, this is Arabic eloquence, balagha. Oh Allah, I am dependent, I am faqir, I am muhtaj on whatever good you send out. I require your assistance now. These two girls, they go back home earlier than normal because now Musa had helped them. Father says, what happened? How come you came so early? Who is the father? Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. So they see that there was a man who came and he assisted us. So the father says, to go and call him. We need to pay him back something. Yes, he was kind to us. So he sends one of them and she goes. Allah mentions this, فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا This is the lesson we have to learn. And our sisters. That she comes walking, but with haya, modesty. She comes very quietly. And she says with a lot of haya and modesty, قَالَتْ إِنَّ أَبِي يَدْعُوكَ My father is calling you, he's inviting you. Not I'm inviting you. My father is inviting you. Why? لِيَجْزِيَكَ أَجْرَ مَا سَقِيْتَ And he wants to reward you for you helping us today. Mufassirin say, how are they going to go? Musa A.S. tells her, I will walk in front. He does not know the way. She will walk behind him so that his gaze does not fall on her. And she from behind will direct, go left, go right. When he comes, then Musa, Shu'aib alayhi salam listens. And Musa alayhi salam gives the whole story. He ran away from Firaun, etc. He tells him, لا تخف نجوت من القوم الظالمين You have been saved from that zalims. Then, he is there at the home of Shu'aib alayhi salam. One of the daughters then, tells the father, Ya Abati Sta'jir, why don't you take him as a worker, employ him? Because in khayra man ista'jarta al-qawiyul amin, this person who you will employ, there's two qualities about him. Number one, he's very strong. And second one, he's trustworthy. How we know this? I said, that lid that was placed over the well, it used to take 10 men, strong men, to remove this lid from the well. Musa A.S. went just himself with one hand, he pulls the whole lid out. So this shows that he was qawi, he was strong, and we heard how fawakazahu Musa, one blow, and Musa A.S. led the person to his death. So he was very, very strong. And Amin, he had haya, he had modesty, he was trustworthy, he did not interfere with me on the way at all. He did not interfere, he didn't ask me for my phone number, or SMS number, or cell number, nothing. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was Amin. Now these are the two qualities, ulama say we must, when we take a interview of people who we want to employ, and so many things we look for, But these are two important things we should look for the person. He's strong, he's fit to do the work, and he's trustworthy. Then Shuaib alayhi salam tells Musa alayhi salam, I wish to get you married to one of my two daughters. Obviously can't get married to both. One of the two. And on one condition, that you will serve me for 8 years. This is your mahar. But if you kind enough, فَإِنَ أَتْمَمْتَ عَشْرًا فَمِنْ عِنْدِكِ. If another 2 more years you give, 10 years, if you complete, well, that's from you, your kindness. I don't wish to make it difficult upon you. مَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَيْكَ. So, he says, Musa alayhi salam then agrees, and he stays, he gets married to one of the daughters, and he serves Shu'ayb alayhi salam. Somebody asks, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, how many years Musa alayhi salam spent? 8 or 10? He says 10 years. He said, because the Nabi of Allah, he always goes the extra mile, and he always fulfills his word, and he'll go beyond that. After 10 years finished, now he's going, taking his wife and going back to Egypt. Now, as they're going, she is feeling very, very cold, and it's a cold night. They've got nothing to warm themselves. It's very dark. From a distance, he sees some light. So he tells her, wait, let me go and bring some light. Maybe I can get something for us so we can warm ourselves. When he goes there where there's a fire, suddenly he hears from the tree, from behind the tree, Oh Musa, verily I am Allah, Rabbul Alameen. This is the refulgence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he saw. Allah tells him, you got your asa, alqi asak. Now we know in the surah Taha, Allah asked him, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ etc. But here Allah tells him, take his asa and throw it down. When he throws it down, he finds it becomes a python, huge snake. And now Musa is going to run. Allah says, أَقْبِلْ كَمْ فَوْلُ لَا تَخَفْ. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, nothing in this world can harm us if Allah does not want harm to come to us. And no benefit can come to any person if Allah does not want benefit to come to us. A thing like a snake, a python, that will harm you. Allah tells him, go and hold it. It becomes a stick again. Then Allah gives him another sign, tells him, put his hand into his collar, and then remove it. It comes out absolutely shining white. Allah now tells him that you go and give dawah to Fir'aun. Ya Allah, I'm not so eloquent. Musa alayhi salam had a stammering problem. Then he makes dua, Ya Allah, please make Harun my brother also a Nabi. He will give me something. He afsahu minni lisanan. He's more eloquent. He'll be able to give the message more better. Allah says, okay, take him also. But then Musa says, Ya Allah, I killed a person amongst them. And the moment I go there, they will say, you're a criminal. They will lock me up. Allah will say, don't worry. فَلَا يَصِلُونَ إِلَيْكُمَا. They won't be able to harm you. You go with these two signs. He has to give dawah to Allah, towards Allah. Dawah towards Allah. Who he must give this dawah to? Fir'aun, who's the tyrant. When he goes there, Fir'aun in the other surahs tells him that you were the one who killed so and so. And you were the one who grew up in my palace. I haven't forgotten all those things. But Musa alayhi salam tells him, listen to what message I have. And he says, وَقَالَ مُوسَىٰ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ جَاءَ بِالْهُدَىٰ مِنْ عِنْدِهِ وَمَنْ تَكُنْ لَهُ عَاقِبَةُ الدَّارِ. He says, my Rabb. So Musa talks about his Rabb. He is more knowledgeable of that person who's got guidance. He says, Rabb? What Rabb are you talking about? There is no other Rabb beside myself for everybody. مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي. There is no other God beside myself. I am your God. So he tells, when Musa tells, no, there is an Allah, gives him dawah. So Fir'aun begins to mock him. He tells Haman, why don't you build a huge castle? Right till it reaches the sky, maybe we'll climb up there and I'll peep at the ilah of Musa. I can have a peep at the Allah of Musa alayhi salam, ma'adallah. He was arrogant. He, Haman, the army, they were arrogant people. They had made zulam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tells him, okay, see, watch. And he puts his stick down, throws it down, it becomes a snake. So Firaun said, no, this is only sihr, black magic. He said, I got magicians. So they have appointed day. And he says, let's see who is going to be triumphant, who's going to be victorious. So day is fixed. And the magicians of Firaun come, they say they dress, they imitate the garb of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Just like how he was wearing, and they come in the same manner. So now there's a challenge put to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He tells them, throw your sticks down. They came with their strings and ropes and staffs and sticks. And they threw it down. Then Musa throws his stick down. And immediately, talqafu ma yafikun, it began to gobble up all what they were, had thrown down. When they saw that, they realized that this person is the true Nabi. And they said, we believe in the Rabb of Musa. He is Rabbul Alameen. Firaun says, what are you talking? And before that, he said, oh Firaun, if we are victorious, what will give us? He said, well, I'll give you all plentiful. I'll give you all a reward. I'll make you close to me. I'll give you all high positions. Now when they brought Iman, Firaun says, I will kill you. He said, la dhair. No problem, no harm. You can do as you wish. Inna ila rabbina munqalibun. We are still going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Overnight, look at the Iman. Look at the Iman. They brought Iman when they saw this is a miracle and Musa alayhi salam is a genuine Nabi. They brought such an Iman that they were not fearing Fir'aun and his tyranny. And they were prepared to die and be killed because they knew they were going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we know that Fir'aun, he then sends his whole army to now destroy Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the Bani Israel. And Allah tells them to leave. And as they come to the Red Sea, now they are fearful, the people of Bani Israel. What's going to happen? Allah tells Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, now hit your asa on the river. And he strikes it. فَانْفَلَقَ It splits. And 12 places it breaks. Or it split at 12 different areas. And those 12 areas, imagine in a sea, those 12 areas become dry pieces of land. And the Bani Israel cross through this land. On either side they can see the waves, like huge katawdil azim, huge mountains, and they're going through that. At the moment Firaun and his army come, Musa alayhi salam is instructed to strike again. And when he strikes again, becomes sea again, and Firaun is drowned. As he's drowning now, he's losing his life, he realizes that yes, there is an Allah. And I says, Abri Iman in the Rabb of Harun and Musa. Allah says, Al-An waqad asita. Now when moth has come to you, and you were disobedient your entire life, and you said, you are Ilah, you are Allah, you are the God. Now it is too late, and he dies without Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand the verses of the Quran and to bring that firm conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the power of Allah Ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.